Scopely giving out free shards for Spider Weaver for everyone, if you're over level 70. Red Hulk is on his way back, and does that mean we're finally going to see the Apocalypse Kit? We'll cover this and more in UK's number one Marvel Strike Force podcast, the MSF Pod. Greetings, Commanders. Welcome to episode 94 of the UK's number one podcast on Marvel Strike Force, the MSF Pod. This podcast covers everything that's happening in the world of Marvel Strike Force, which is a mobile hero collector game available wherever you play mobile games. We are the lads from 4Play Gaming. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/4playuk. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and tell your alliance mates about us if you enjoy this podcast. And a massive thank you to you for your support. Introducing the crew today, we have the Kitman and resident expert in all things Marvel, Diggs. How you doing, buddy?
Mate, how you doing?
All good, all good. Good to see you. Happy New Year. Right, okay. First and foremost, buddy, did you get any good upgrades for Red Stars, and what have you been working on team-wise? I know it's been a while, so...
And I've been working mostly on that Deathseed team, the new Mutant Raid team, and they are wicked sick. I've been smashing them. In terms of pools, I've got no one. They put Captain Carr, whatever she's called, in the Red Star Orbs. Yeah. And I must have opened 40 basics and about 10 four red and got nothing. Literally nothing.
I was really? Just,
they must have messed this up again. They say she's in the orb and she's not. But literally nothing on it. I eventually got two stars a couple of days after that. They first went in there on her. But yeah, first day, nothing.
How did you do on the US Agent one? Just out of interest.
I think I got him in like the first orb. I think I opened like one orb and got him four star and I was like done, or three star.
Right, yeah, okay. Because I experienced the exact same thing with him. Like I think I finally pulled two stars on him like the other day.
No, weird.
But like literally nothing. And I went through at least 20 orbs to get him and I was just like, oh, you know what? Screw this, I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, brutal. Okay, so yeah, so you've been working on Deathseed. Any major pulls, any red star, like big sixes, big sevens?
No, I mean, I pulled a six star, four player was going through the Fantastic Four there, weren't we? I pulled a six star, Mr. Fantastic, about 2 hours after you pulled a seven star thing, if I remember rightly.
Yeah. My big red thing.
Yeah, giant man thing, giant size man thing.
That's it, yeah. I was kind of hoping that, like, I if any one of us could have pulled the seven star thing, I wanted it to be you because you already had the T4 on him.
Yeah.
With the old knuckle sandwich, the old boost knuckle sandwich.
Stupid. I was so annoyed about that back in the day. Never use him.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you know, like in the next, like, I mean, if the game's still, you know, if the game's not on fire in a year's time, then, you know, when this Fantastic Four film comes out, hopefully they'll get a rework. But I mean, geez.
Yeah, a damn good rework, I tell you that.
That's it, mate. You'll be bagging everyone out with the old knuckle sandwich.
Constant moose knuckles for everyone.
That's it. So pretty much the same for me, buddy. I've had one eye on the new Rebirth team and all that, but I mean, I pulled six on Captain Carter,
nice.
which is good. But like I said, I've got nothing on the old Harry Kane and dressed up as Captain America. So that's been it for me, mate. I've slowly been building the Underworld team as well, just to try and get these milestone points. But that feels bad doing that.
Yeah, no, that can get straight in the bin.
Indeed.
What's the name of the new team with Captain Carr? What are they called?
Is it Rebirth?
Rebirth. Let's just have a look what I got on the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got four stars on US Agent and yeah, just two stars on Captain Carr. But like, I haven't leveled anything into Captain America and barely anything into Winter Soldier. And I don't know if I just want to hammer through bio resources leveling them up, even though as we get into the higher levels, just unlocked Doom 3.4 now, haven't we? And I don't think my bio teams are going to cut it.
Yeah.
But I don't just want to hammer through resources. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a sort of wait and see. I mean, I imagine that, I mean, obviously we're all in the same strike team in our alliance, aren't we? So I imagine the four of us are going to be able to get through bio. And then, you know, it's plain sailing, isn't it, in tech? So...
Yeah, tech and mutant now are very easy. And Mystic's still pretty chilling as well. It's just it's skill and now bio is becoming a slight issue.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, I've I for some reason I had Captain up at 75 already, Captain America, because he was needed for one of the Scourges. Wave one was needed for one of the Scourges.
Yeah, weirdly, Red Hulk.
That's right, yeah.
That's the reason I'm considering leveling him up.
Yeah, so he's at 75. I think my Bucky's 75 as well. So I'm semi healthy, but like, I mean, we might as well jump straight into it. So old US agent, old Harry Kane in the Captain America costume, he's the monthly event. How are you doing, like, pulling for him? Because they've gone back to the orb thing, haven't they? Which I think is garbage. How are you getting on with that?
Terrible. I think I've got 5 shards for him so far.
Right. Yeah.
So, not good.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did pull like a regular like core orb for him when he first came out, and so I might have a few more shards than that. But I'm fairly low on that as well. I feel like I'm not going to unlock him in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we've got ages, but like, I don't like pulling orbs. I'd rather just get steady character shards throughout the time.
It's good to know exactly what you're getting. Like that's the trouble with those orbs is that you never know exactly how many you're going to need to unlock him. At least with the shards, you can be like, right, if I get to this point, then I know I'm going to get him.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, difficult one, isn't it? But I guess we'll have to. We will continue to talk about it over the next couple of weeks. See how we do. I don't know. Like you say, it's one of those things that if we can survive in bio for now, then it's fine. But
yeah.
If everyone starts struggling, then you know we're gonna have to build that team, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, okay. So Cosmic Crucible Minute. Since we last talked, we've had to pay a lot of attention to the Cosmic Crucible store. Obviously, we've now got the gold section of it, where the gold currency can be used to buy new characters and stuff. What are you spending the money on with your gold resources in the Cosmic Crucible store?
I've hammered through almost all of them. Leveling up Gambit, Hulkbuster, and Abomination.
Okay.
So Gambit and Abomination, I think, are both 6 red now.
Nice. Okay.
My Gambit's thick. My Gambit's 218k. So he's loving life.
Crikey.
And yeah, but Abomination. Sorry, 6 yellow, 5 red. So he's like 180k. and I'm just doing Hulkbuster now, who is, I think he's pretty thick as well, actually. Where is he? He's 5 red currently and he's 170k, so he's not bad either.
Nice. Yeah, I just focused on one. I went straight for Hulkbuster to get him to 6 star and then on to Gambit, and I've nearly got Gambit to 6 as well. But I like that store. Hopefully they can put more meta characters in there as soon as possible. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, like I say, I've needed about 30 more shots to get Hulkbuster to 6, and I'm just going to go back to farming those credits until a new character goes in that store.
Yeah, you and me both, mate. It's a good way to get characters up quickly, isn't it, in theory?
Yeah, and it's a really good, like, I had so many of those credits because I've been hoarding them for so long, so it worked out well for me. And I've been spending the not elite ones as well, the silver ones, on gear fairly regularly, and I've still got nearly 200k of them as well, so
yeah.
Yeah, I do like a bit of the Crucible store. It's handy.
Yeah, it's good. It is good. I mean, it definitely makes me... Well, recently, obviously, we had to do it, didn't we, for milestones. We had to, like, win Cosmic Crucible matches, didn't we? I think we still do, don't we? Sorry.
Yeah, there's another one. It's the next round starting tomorrow, isn't it, for us?
That's right, yeah. So, I guess we do have to pay more attention to it, you know, more so than normal. Like, a few weeks prior to that, I wasn't even doing my Cosmic Crucible attacks. So, it is good. Okay, and also since we've been away, Archangel's Scourge happened. What minions did you use in the end?
I used the 3 Ravager minions, and then whatever 2 highest minions I had. I think they were all Kree. It was like the first level I would use the 2 weaker of the 5 Kree minions, and then the second level I would use the 2 higher ones. I can't remember which they were, but
okay, and like you just let them die and carried on with using the 3.
Yeah, basically, yeah, they were cannon fodder more than anything else.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, I managed to unlock Archangel. I only managed to do it on like difficulty 6 or something. I didn't get particularly high level. I only got him at 3 star and had to buy the third red star on him. So,
right, okay, yeah.
Upgrade.
That's good. Well, yeah, hopefully he comes around soon. We've got more intel on the scourges and stuff soon. It really feels like we're coming to the end of this now, doesn't it? The whole apocalypse thing.
Yeah, we're nearly there. We've seen all the characters. We've unlocked all the characters. Just need to wait for them to. So after this second run of the war scourge, I'll put the path to apocalypse up, and then we just got to wait for that same thing for Archangel, and then hopefully get apocalypse.
Yeah, which is exciting. I mean, just talking about apocalypse for a second, like, are you expecting him to come with some sort of new game mechanic or something, like something game breaking? I mean, he has to be unreal, right? I mean, he can't just be countered like the next month.
No, he's got to be mega. Like when the Dark Dimension characters come out, like Doom and Dormammu and stuff. I remember when they're first released, people were like, "Oh, they're ridiculous, they're so OP," and blah blah blah. Yeah. But now, like Dormammu's just sort of meh. Do you know what I mean, he's barely talked about. I don't want him to be like that. I want him to be ridiculously overpowered for a long old time.
Yeah.
It's taken, like, they announced this in 2021, do you know what I mean? And we're now in 2023 and we still haven't seen his kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll shall see.
Yeah, fingers crossed we see something soon. Just before we jump into the blog post, mate, how are you getting on with the old Marvel Snap?
Oh, mate, I am loving a bit of Marvel Snap. Okay. I built a new deck the other day. It's just basically works around Ultron, powering up like characters with no abilities for his drones and stuff like that.
Have you got Patriot for that deck as well?
I've got Patriot. I've got Khazar. But I need Mystique.
I haven't got her.
No, I haven't got Mystique, and I haven't got Rogue. I need both of those really. Be having success. I'm up to this season. I'm up to level 42.
Oh, wow.
Collection level's 1580.
Goodness me, check you out.
How are you getting on with it?
Okay, mate, yeah. All I do is play that discard deck that I love. I'm all about that. Still haven't got Dracula, because I know he's good for that deck. I did get Thanos today, which is cool. But,
nice.
Yeah, he's but like that.
6,000 of those new currency to get.
Yeah, yeah, and I need to look into, like, what decks to use him with and stuff, but like I really like playing this card. I really enjoy that, so I might just stick with that. Yeah. I mean, I haven't got Ultron either. Or Doom. Doom's the only one I want, and he hasn't popped up yet. The minute he shows up in that store, I'm getting him. But, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, right, let's read this week's blog post, buddy. So the War Drum Encore. Greetings, commanders. The War Scourge event. So put your roster on high alert and prepare for the second chance at recruiting Red Hulk on January 12th at 1 p.m. with the return of the War Horseman Scourge event. Whether you are adding another star to this War Horseman or recruiting him to your roster, you don't want to miss the opportunity. Prep now by powering up your heroes Guardian, Ravager, and/or Wave 1 Avengers. Oh, there you go. In order to tackle nodes 5 and 10 on difficulty 5+. And just like last time, players that already have 810 Red Hulk character shards will be moved to separate champions bracket, where there will be separate milestone rewards that don't include Red Hulk shards. So that's good. Bit of Red Hulk.
Yeah, love that.
We'll have some of that. And do you want to hit this, mate?
Yeah, so Super Patriot events. We've got the coordinated assault that went live today. Stock up on ISO-8 resources with your alliance from January 7th with the first coordinated assault of the year. Spend ISO-8 campaign energy towards a 7-day alliance milestone that rewards T2 level 1 ions, T1 ions, and justice medals for progress in Super Patriot.
Decent. And it's all the same, I think. 140,000 for the max for the T2 level 4s.
Madly.
So, yeah. Next up, we've got Rise of the Regiment. So arm your roster for the upcoming War Scourge event and earn Super Patriot progress on January 11th at 1 p.m. with Rise of the Regiment, stockpile character shards, T4 ability materials, and more with this limited time event.
And we've got Gamma Bomb Orb. Earn Gamma Bomb Orb fragments from select campaign nodes and hostile forces web milestones. And open them to earn character shards for Gamma, Heroes, Guardian, Wave 1 Avenger, and Ravager character shards. That's a damn good orb, that.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Love that.
I tell you what, man, I don't like farming campaign nodes, like select campaign nodes.
Yeah.
bothers me. But yeah, I mean, if it's a good one, then fine. You know, if it's one of like the new villain, one of the new villain knights or something, then fine. But yeah. So the Warzone milestone, score of points in the 7-day milestone by earning Gamma Bomb or Fragments to earn Battle Boots, which is towards or Captain America, Harry Kane, Justice Medals, Character Shards for Hero as Guardian, Gamma and Ravager, T4 Ability Materials, and Elite 5 Credits. Where are those boots? So the boots are required 21,000 points.
Doesn't sound too ridiculous. There's some Uru in there as well, which is handy.
Uru.
So that's one of the new things, isn't it? The Uru. The latest piece. It's the one before it that you needed for Gambit and stuff, wasn't it? The Uru.
I can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head. Mate, I've been trying to get that. Every time I see that stupid, if it's either teal or gold, I'm like, yep, just auto buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know that some characters coming soon are going to be needing that. So,
for sure. All right.
Do you want to hit this, mate? The Hostile Forces webmaster.
Yeah. So blitz to rack up points on this week's for this week long milestone, and head to the website to claim your rewards, Gamma Bomb Orb Fragments, and more. So collect a Blitz credit and collect web UPCs to earn points.
17,000.
Yeah, get Blitz and nerds.
Indeed, all week. Lovely. Love to hear it. War of Shadows, Underworld. So Rumble in the Darkness on January 13th with this War of Shadows, the next Quick Rumble Blitz. This featured trait will be Underworld, and along with Quick Rumble rewards, War of Shadows will reward Justice Medals, purple gear credits, orange teal raid orb fragments, and armory 15 and 16 orb fragments. Fly through the milestones by winning with characters who possess the featured trait at 3 stars and 5 stars, or go even faster with those characters at 7 stars. So they're quick rumbles. I don't mind those too much.
Yeah, I'll say, I mean, I haven't got any of the Underworld characters leveled up, but some of them will be a high star level, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of them are like day one characters, aren't they? So we'll get through that fairly easily.
All right. All right. Character availability. So catch Mutant Fever when Dazzler character shards enter the war store for 1,375 war credits in the near future. And we'll be sending out an inbox alert to let you in the availability. So keep an eye out. That's good.
It's good news, yeah. Newish character, so we'll take that. And then the free claim Friday for this week was 5 Captain Carter shards, and you'll get 7,500 Justice Medals to use in the Super Patriot January month-long event. While this free claim will only be available for 24 hours, keep an eye out for more free claims every day on the web. And then we've got the weekly events, mate.
Yeah, so we've got the Shield Maiden Blitz on January 9th, which gives you Sith character shards. I imagine 95% of people got her at 7 star now, but never mind.
Wasn't she originally a Warstore character and everyone like blew all of their money on her in the Warstore?
Yeah, back in the day.
Dark days. Next up, we've got the Infinity Watch Mystic Legendary event. So Adam Warlock, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Adam Warlock character shards, requirements, Jubilee, and 4 X-Factor characters at a minimum of 5 stars. Character level 65, gear tier 12, and ISO class level 3 to recruit Adam Warlock. And if you're interested, we've got a video on that on the channel, youtube.com/4playuk.
And then also on January 13th, we got the Nowhere Heist. So Kitty Pryde, Rocket Raccoon, Doc Ock, Invisible Woman, and Star-Lord. Get yourself some Dark Promotion Creditos.
Indeed. I recently took all of my crew up to, I think, 13. So I'll be able to do like the next level of that.
Boom.
Great. I mean, yeah. Goody gumdrops. So yeah, there you go. Big old Red Hulk coming back next week. Have you got any strategies this time for it, or are you just going to just go through again and do how you do?
Yeah, I think I did all right with him last time. I'm pretty sure I placed quite high. Like, I think I've got him 5 star, fairly high up. Let's have a look, because my hero as guardians are pretty tonk. I did all right. To be fair, I needed to get him at 4 red stars, so I might have to do a little bit of more Wave 1 Avenger stuff to save my Heroes Guardians for the end node.
Right, yeah, okay.
think that was the only issue I had, really. Look, I was using them on the first node and they were weakened for the end node, but should be all right. Should be good to go.
Wicked, man. Okay. Well, there we go. Beautiful. Well, I guess we will reconvene next week, mate, to discuss all things Marvel, and we'll go from there, I guess.
Lovely stuff.
Nice one. All right, guys. So please remember to rate and view this podcast, however you consume it, and please do not forget to follow or subscribe. Remember, all roads lead to youtube.com/4playUK, which is our YouTube channel. We do all sorts of stuff, gaming, video guides, stuff like that. So, yeah, if you're interested, go check us out. Drop us a subscribe. Hit that bell notification, because apparently that does something. if you want to ask us a question for next week, drop it down in the YouTube comments for this episode, and we'll read them out next week. There's a link in the description if you're listening on a podcast service. And thank you guys very much for checking us out. And thanks for all your support over last year. We've got big plans for next year, well, for this year. So we appreciate your support. Diggs, mate, you got anything else you want to say to the people?
No, mate. No, see you next week.
Nice one. Thanks a lot. And good luck, Commanders. Boom.